Hi guys, welcome back to the episode. Hi guys, welcome back to a new episode of I Need Wine. It's Ashley
and Jessica,
and I want to jump right into it by first saying, do not be distracted. There are things going on that need our attention. Look around you, log off, tap in. Now I want to go into the true distraction that we all were distracted by, honestly and truly. Mm-hmm. The fucking Met Gala. Number one, no one showed up. First of all, Billie Eilish showed up.
I'm about to pull up stuff from the Met Gala right now.
Pull up Billie Eilish. So the theme was like Regency or like, what was it? Gilded Glamour.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So,
Boy.
What are you looking at?
Billie Eilish.
She looks great. And she's on,
Boobs? I didn't even know she had boobs. She'd be wearing like baggy t-shirts.
Yeah. She's got a body of a hottie under there.
I was going to say, what in God's name? She looks like fucking one of the queen, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody in the 16th century.
She looks great. On to the next. Kim Kardashian. A lot of people were upset that she wore Marilyn Monroe's dress. A lot of people were upset about that.
I heard somebody talking shit about her like losing hella weight, like in a hella small amount of time.
Yeah, she said she'd lost 16 pounds in like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, to fit in it.
To fit into that.
They were like, not with that booty, girl.
I mean, I think that the thing was is that people were like, well, the dress is a historical.
Yeah.
It marked the dress itself is historical because of what she did in the dress and just how scandalous it was at the time. I don't think that Kim did the, and listen, I love me some Kimmy, so don't fucking start. Kim is my favorite Kardashian, or West or whatever she is.
Yeah,
now.
Whatever she is.
But I don't think she did the dress justice. I would have loved to see her do a Marilyn Monroe hairstyle as opposed to that
slick back
platinum look. Like, what is that?
Yeah. I didn't love it either. And then I went back and looked at pictures of Marilyn in it, and I was like,
Ugh, Marilyn. Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, the dress was made for Marilyn.
Right, yeah, exactly. They had to,
They had to sew her into the damn dress. So, yeah. I think Kim did herself a disservice because the comparisons were going to come regardless.
Right, and, like, it's Marilyn Monroe. Like, I just don't know why you'd...
She had a replica created. So people were like, well, why would you bother the real thing if you had a replica created? I mean, the real thing is a historical.
Right.
I mean, I think they say Ripley's had it for $4.3 billion or $1 million. They bought it.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a difference between like a tribute and then like just like a, I don't know the word.
Doing too much.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I feel like why would you want, I don't know. It feels low-key, like, disrespectful, but...
Yes.
But yes. I don't know, like...
I would have done Marilyn hair, glam dress, and then been like, this is a treat. And honestly, she really wasn't on trend, because that was 1960s.
Right.
So, next. Kylie. What the fuck?
I don't... Dude, let me pull her up,
No. Actually, I figured out what was going on with Kylie. I figured it out. So, basically... In 2020, she was supposed to go to the Met Gala with Virgil.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that was the dress and the look that they created. And Virgil has since then passed away.
Right.
So I think that the team still put the dress on the carpet as a tribute to Virgil.
Wait, we're talking about...
Kylie, the dress Kylie
Jenner. I know, but I see her in two. So I don't know. One's
the
like
the first one. The one with the baseball cap. Yeah.
It looks like she's like.
Because if you go to her page, she explained it. She said the dress was created from Virgil. And I think that they just still wanted to honor him.
Yeah.
They still wanted to honor him and put it on the carpet. Which, I totally get that.
Okay, we'll give her a pass.
Because everybody was like, girl, what? A snapback with a veil? Like, I don't get it. But whatever the theme for 2020, I bet you Virgil was on trend.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, obviously.
Okay, now let's talk about Courtney.
Oh, dude, I hated it. I hated it.
I hated it.
I hated everything about her and Travis. And
so I think that the silhouette of her skirt was on trend, because if you look at the back of it, it was a corset.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But the whole look was just not giving. And this is why Anna Wintour never wanted them there.
Yeah.
Because what's going on?
Yeah, I hated it. I hated everything. And I like the Met, you know, when they like go there and like it's different and stuff. I usually like don't mind it or I like it, but this, like, I just hated everything about it. You're right. I did go to Chloe, and she probably looks the best.
She looks the best. Well, let's not skip over good Chris.
Oh no. Well, I mean, I like her.
Chris looked really good. Chris,
yeah,
good.
I like her.
I feel like Chris looked better than all her daughters.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She was very on mark for Gilded, I feel like.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Yeah.
Chris looked gorgeous.
I like her little hair. I like her little, like, flip.
She had the glove, the silhouette dress.
Yeah, yeah, her glove, the little purse. Yeah, she looked, I like her.
Let's talk Kendall. She gives nothing, as usual. She never gives anything.
But I literally didn't even see Kendall. So.
Well, that's because she gave nothing.
Why are her eyebrows?
She went with a no eyebrow look.
Except you can see them. Like, they just look like you put makeup over them.
Yeah, they're like blondie.
Yeah, they look like they're like gold almost.
Let me go to her page. Hold on.
Yeah, you What's can't even really. She doesn't even have a picture though, unless I'm tripping.
She doesn't?
Wait, here we go. The black dress.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean.
Chris killed it. Chris looked phenomenal.
Yeah, Kendall didn't give me anything.
I can't get down with Kylie, but I guess if it was Virgil's.
Yeah, we'll give her a pass since that
Chris has a good one of Kendall on her page. I'm going to send it to you. Look at it.
Black.
Yeah.
No, I saw it. She did have a picture. I was lying.
No, I think that she could have really made this a moment, but the girl just gives nothing.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. I swiped right too and saw another picture of Travis. And
Trav.
Why are you wearing a Scottish? Like, you know, you're like the bagpipe person, and then she has like the rest of your pants on.
I don't know what she even sees in Trav. I might get some backlash because I like Billy Ray, but put Billy Ray next to Travis, and
honestly, I feel like I like Travis, or I did. Nick really liked him because he's like played the drums.
I'm talking about aesthetic wise.
I don't know. I feel like he was cool back in the day, but at this point, like right now, he looks like he gives me.
Yep, don't say it. Don't fucking say it out loud.
Yeah. Okay, wait. It's not really on trend, but another like weird, and I feel like they are like lumped together. Fucking, Megan Fox and what's his name drinking each other's blood.
I'm not even surprised by that shit.
No, I'm not, but I feel like when you come out and say it, it's just like.
It's creepy. And didn't you, they did it as some form.
Ritual.
Ritual,
yeah. Some we only do it like for ritual reasons. I'm like, that doesn't make it any better.
No, that makes it worse because we knew he was doing some sort of ritual, bitch. You confirmed it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, damn, what type of ritual is that? That they're consuming each other's blood. I don't. First of all, I mean, I'm not squeamish.
Yeah.
Like if I pop Bar's pimple and like I get some blood on my finger or whatever, right. You know, if you got a bloody nose, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. But I'm not drinking that shit. You're sick as fuck.
No, ma'am. No. I don't know what ritual you're doing, but I want.
Let's read it.
Zero part. You're going to read what they said?
Okay, hold on. Who is she dating? Travis Scott?
MGK. Machine Gun Kelly.
I said, what type of ritual is Megan Fox doing with blood? Let's see if it pops up.
Google? Let me know.
Uh-oh. Medical professionals strongly speak out against Megan Fox and Machine Gun's Kelly blood drinking rituals. But. Doesn't say. It says she just specifies that it's for ritual purpose.
I feel like whenever I read it, it was almost like she had said like, oh, it's no big deal. Like, we only do it for rituals. Like, that didn't make it.
She said it's just a few. She said it's just a few drops.
Right.
I said yes when we drank each other's blood.
Few drops too many.
hold on. She said, so I guess to drink each other's blood might mislead people, or people imagining us with God and more like Game of Thrones, drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood for ritual purposes only. I read tarot cards and I'm into astrology. Bitch, I'm not seeing the correlation here. And I'm doing all these metaphysical practices and meditations. I do rituals or new moon and full moons and all these things. And so when I do it, it's a passage, or it is used for a reason. And it is controlled where it is. Let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. No, babe, no. You didn't make it any better.
No. I want nothing to do with that. These stars, hold on. Tell ya.
When asked if that scenario actually happens, Fox answered with a laugh, it does not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times. So they are cutting themselves.
No.
She says she's been manifesting him since she was 4. Bitch, okay.
Did she have like a voodoo doll of him?
Girl, that's what going in her head.
Okay, this probably sounds like a silly question because I feel like it was an old movie for me to watch and you're younger than me, but it's called Love Potion Number 9.
I've heard of it.
Okay. Well, it's with Sandra Bullock and some.
Yes, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, some other dude, and she gives it to him, but it's like, you know, makes you like fall in love with them and be like all obsessed and like just literally like, oh, I think it was her, and she gave it to like a prince or like a Prince Harry situation, like,
yeah.
And he was just like obsessed with her and all this stuff, and I'm like, dude, that shit probably exists. And
well, I watch a lot of TikToks, obviously. TikTok is my place for education. But I mean, I just watch a lot of TikTok where people, I think TikTok is a good place because you really get to immerse yourself in other people's cultures if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was watching, and I think it was like Haitian, which Jamaican, and I don't know if Haitian culture or Jamaican culture, is that the right thing to say?
I hope so.
Well, I follow a Haitian TikToker, uh-huh. And in her culture, her beliefs, and a lot, it seems like a lot, they share this, like wearing people's hair or drinking people's blood. It's called like blood work and love work, something like that. And they say like it's very dangerous. Because there was one video of a girl where she's like, she puts a few drops of blood in these homemade popsicles that she gives her family.
Her blood?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That she gives like her husband or whatever, and he doesn't know, and like that's why he's all obsessed with her and everything. And so the people that I follow are like, this is very dangerous, like you can make a motherfucker, like you want somebody to be obsessed with you, it's not gonna be the love type of obsession you're thinking, it's gonna be you can't call your mom, you can't call your brother type of fucking obsession.
Yeah, depending on how.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I feel like I definitely believe that shit is real. Myself would not want to find out.
Right. I don't want to be a part of giving nor receiving the blood.
But I definitely fear it. I definitely believe in it. And I definitely would not be sharing. Honestly, though, don't they look like they share blood?
Yeah. They look like they put it in, like, their nail polish and then, like, you know, put it on each other.
I wasn't even shocked. I was just like, wasn't she Jennifer's body? Very fitting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very fitting. Because, bitch, you played that role too well. Now we know why. You have.
I feel like some people, like, it. Okay, because we talk about.
Do you want some of my blood? A few drops. No. It's a ritual.
Just a few drops.
Yeah. So would you not drink my blood?
No.
Okay, well, it's settled. Me and Barb been together for almost 10 years. That nigga won't drink my blood. I won't drink his. So I don't know what the hell's going on over there.
What if, like, because we talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Like,
oh, I my feel God.
Like them Can being, like, that? Them, I could see, like, her having done that to him to, like, you know, something weird. Like, he's Johnny fucking Depp and you're a nobody. You're, like, an X-list actor, actress, whatever.
X-list.
Like, she dropped something in his fucking drink.
Didn't they say that she's going on stand this week?
She is, I think.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But did you see, well, quick update, because, you know, like, we've been, like, kind of we try not to, like, you know, our fucking podcast isn't about this, but like we have,
but been, we are obsessing over it.
We are obsessing over it. And I saw that yesterday or the day before, basically the judge was like, sorry, Amber, like, we're going to keep going.
Cause yes, I saw
does have her merit.
Her team tried to get the suit thrown out, but there's definitely a basis for his lawsuit, bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can say you didn't write. If I come out right now and write a book about how I was in a relationship unnamed for so long, I was so abused, so beat, so hurt, who are people going to think it's about?
Right. I mean, you were only with one person for that. Like, the thing you described, yes, you didn't say his name, but like, there's no way around it.
It's no way around it. People are going to infer, because obviously the time adds up. Who else have you been married to dating publicly all this time?
Mm-hmm.
Did you Unless you've been cheating on Johnny and you're writing about how your mistress treats you.
Yeah. Did you see the picture with Elon, the baby?
Yes.
I posted it on our stories for everybody to see, and hella messages were like, that's Elon's baby.
Oh my God.
Why are you even, I mean, okay, I guess that's a dumb thing to say. I guess I could totally see why someone would want a baby with Elon Musk, but.
I mean, I totally see
not like my cup of tea.
From a financial standpoint, but if you're asking me as a single non-married woman, I would totally prefer to have Johnny's baby.
Correct. Like, why
would I mean? Elon Musk looks like an Elon Musk, okay?
Uh-huh. Johnny Depp calls him like Mollusk or something like that.
My Captain Jack? I just feel
she messed up, I swear, because this whole trial, like 90% of people are just like, they're more in love with Johnny than they were prior, which is almost.
That's what I was saying. I think that she unintentionally gave him this, she put the world on his shoulders, like she put the world on his side, because and I could see if there was some, number one, let's just say this, she has to go, and I hate to admit this, but we talked about this with other celebrities, other people, R. Kelly and Trey Songz and shit. It's like people already have a hard time going against who they think this person is to stop supporting them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying
it's just what it
people
is.
People already. So number one, she would have already had to break through that. Oh, we love Johnny Depp. Now, if she had some shit that was like Johnny, I don't think people would took a second to burn him to the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if something came out where an audio came out where he was telling her, tell the world that Amber Heard is abused white woman, then he'd be burned at the stake. Mm-hmm. However, people love Johnny. And now you've given him the victim role, which is very hard for you to reverse.
Right. You gave the quote unquote white privileged man the victim
card. And for him to look on camera and they say, what did you say when you said that? He said, yeah, I am. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Amber, like, you are setting him up to walk into Wells Fargo and literally just take your bank account. Like if the bank account was a physical file.
I mean, I don't think she has that much, but yeah, she's
No, but I'm just saying, like you're literally making it so that he's not even walking through this trial, bitch. He's skipping through this trial. You're making yourself look so bad. And the fact that you have read everything that's going on and you still would motion to get this lawsuit thrown out. Oh, bitch, you know they're coming for your ass.
The judge was like, no, we're going to keep going. Thank you, though.
I am anxious to see what is going to come out, because I did see something that says that Johnny, her psychologist or something, alleges that Johnny did a fucking body cavity search on her.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but then they also be talking about, like, there's, you know, like, there was drugs everywhere and coke everywhere. I'm like, then why the fuck would he have to look inside your cooch or wherever? When supposedly drugs are just all over the house.
Right.
Why would he
need It's not to- making sense. And then, so I did just see another video that finally, that video that they released of her coming down the elevator or coming up. Getting somebody and coming back
with
up
James Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's just banging all everybody, like women, men, all at Johnny's fucking penthouse.
The odds are stacked against her.
It's not good. And because all she has are those like mean text messages, which it's like, those are private conversations with his friends. The shit that you did, we have worse in our group messages right now.
Honestly.
Like, it's a private conversation. He's not ruining your career over it. That's totally different. That's
I can text you and about. Say whatever the fuck I want. You're my friend.
Right.
You're and like, honestly, it's not disparaging because it would have never got out had this court case not been
made. Yeah, had they not made it.
I could see if he started a blog where he was just telling his most thoughts about what type of person you were, but he's allowed to fucking chop you down to his fucking best friends and his people he considers his confidants. Like, bitch, what the fuck? You shit on his side of the bed.
Not only did he not ruin your career in the way that you did his, but he fucking elevated you for the entire amount of time you guys were together. He was giving her connections, producer, like everybody.
Oh directed. My God. Can I pause you and just say this? When I saw all the Kardashians in the carpet, do you know what I said? Somebody call Kanye. These bitches then got out. Somebody call fucking Kanye. Because
where is he?
I don't know, but similarly to how you were just saying that he kind of bossed Amber Heard up, I was just thinking about how Kanye really elevated the Kardashians because nobody took him fucking seriously. Like I said, Anna Wintour never even wanted them at the Met.
Absolutely.
Because she didn't want to cheapen her event with these.
I don't know. Like, the Kardashians are hard. Like, I want to hate them, and then I can't help but, like certain aspects. Like,
I was looking at them like, okay,
definitely more of a joke before Kanye, that's for sure.
And now I'm saying on this Met, they needed Kanye.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because Kim...
Have you heard that audio where it was like, I have to dress Kim or she'll embarrass herself or something like that, Kanye had said? No. Everybody was just like, yeah, like, it's pretty clear. She's been dressing like a crazy person since you guys been apart.
And what the fuck is she... When I looked at Pete, I just said, oh my God, Pete, you're a prop, baby.
Oof. Yeah.
Because Kanye demanded every bit of attention, but he knew how to let her have the attention.
Mm-hmm.
But now it seems like Kim is just, come on, Pete. Like, come on, Pete. Oof. I don't know, bitch. And then Pete got her kids' names, initials tattooed. Like,
I don't know what is... Like, I feel like in certain aspects, is Kanye crazy? Yes, but he's always been like that. And
true.
Let me tell you, if I divorce Nick right now and I immediately get with some dude and he has our kids' initials tattooed on his neck, Nick's gonna kill this man. Like,
oh yeah.
Like, what kind of weird shit? I don't care. It's not cute, it's weird. You don't own my kids. They have nothing to do with you.
You just got here.
You're all you are is the person fucking their mother. That's it. You're nothing to them. And I would feel as a parent, I would be.
So what's the appropriate time? What is the appropriate time? What do you think is the appropriate time to bring in a step, quote unquote, step parent, boyfriend, girlfriend, potential step?
I don't know. I think it depends on like the ages of the kids. I think that has like a little bit to do with it. But I would say if I got a divorce and I was dating people, I mean, I would wait as long as possible. I don't know like how long that would be. I just feel like that's the best way I could say it. Like, I would wait as long as possible for it to make sense, you know?
Yeah,
because I'd want to be, because the thing is, you can never be sure. So of course, like, there could be definitely you introduce somebody and, you know, it doesn't work out or whatever, but that's also life. So it would depend on the ages of the kids, if they can understand that.
Yeah,
you know, like, hey mom, you know, like, we just,
but I mean, like, out. At least be dating this guy for 6 months or something,
right?
Like,
yeah, sometime. Did you see that I think it was on TMZ or something, where like North was sitting on his lap on the golf cart?
I did. Now, here's what I say about that. Is that weird to me? No. However, that answer sounds clickbaity, and I need to explain. Keep in mind, I have a stepdad.
Yeah.
Right? So, and I've never sat on my stepdad's lap or whatever, but I mean, I think that at a younger age, him and my mom had been together already for so long that I don't think it'd have been weird.
Right.
Now, this I feel like is weird because he's not a step.
Yeah.
And you just got here. Like, you just got here.
Right.
First of all, I don't want my daughter sitting on no grown man's lap. I'm very funny, very old school about that. She could sit on her dad's lap, her grandpa's lap.
Yep.
I don't play about sitting on nobody's lap. You right. sit on your own goddamn chair.
Mm-hmm.
And as big as North is and as new as Pete is, absolutely. Right.
I think it's like the timing. Now, if it was like he was holding her daughter who's like one who, you know, needs to be, you know, have a little more, you know, support, and they were,
that's,
you know,
different.
It just depends. But North is kind of pretty old. How old is she? 10?
North is grown. She'd be telling her mom this on TikTok.
She shouldn't at this age, I feel like, because I do feel like I also have this thing where, like, at a certain age, like, it even starts to be kind of weird if you're sitting on your dad's lap or your grandpa's lap. Like, at a certain age, you know, that shit starts to fall off. Like, Nick would give Aria kisses on the lips all the time. But at a certain age, he's probably going to go for the cheek.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? Like, you just get that switch where it's just like, no, like, we don't do that.
They're not innocent little babies anymore. Like,
right. And I'm like, North is kind of older. And I feel if I was Kanye, like, I can see how that would be very upsetting to see. And also just to know, like, if you're letting paparazzi catch this, like, I don't know what's going on.
What the fuck is going on?
And I don't like it.
I was going to say, Kim has been more loose in her paparazzi encounters than, we never saw that.
Yeah, loosey goosey.
Now all of a sudden they're at a pizza place in the middle of somewhere with no fucking security. I mean, I just don't know what's going on. And I don't know if it's because Kanye moved like that and she moved like that because she was with Kanye and now she's not. And now she's just like Lemmy with Pete. But
hold on. I'm going to show you this picture of her.
Oh God. Oh my God.
It was on TikTok, I think. And it was showed like his. It was when he had said like, I have to dress Kim or she'll embarrass me or something like that. And then they showed it. Cause this was like more recent, and they showed this on like the TikTok as like the, yeah, you do need to show her how to dress.
Yeah.
She looks like Mrs. Incredible.
A flaming hot motherfucking Cheeto.
She's a flaming hot Cheeto.
Lime.
Like, Kanye would have been like, take that off. I remember like in some of the episodes, like you would hear him kind of be like, what is that? And I would kind of be thinking, I'd also like to know what that is.
Kanye really has a brilliant mind, and he's really a brilliant man. But I think that he put himself in the predicament for them to play him as crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So now any legit concern or any legit thing that he does,
he's overreacting.
Like, oh my God, Kanye, you're fucking crazy. You're attacking us. Like, I'm just trying to be happy with Skeet.
Yeah.
Like, no, bitch.
No, you're not.
I believe that you're pushing it behind the motherfucking scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like it. And so funny how they all go in like cycles, you know? Like,
yeah.
Now they're like all with the.
But have you been watching the news show? No. I know you said you were hesitant.
Yeah. It's not it's one of those shows where I probably will start watching once I like. Just when the day comes where I'm like bored and I don't want to start like a real show where I have to like fully be like invested in my mind.
Yeah.
But it's,
I'm watching it.
I think I'll put it on at some point.
It's definitely better than what they were. It's definitely a new format. I think in true fashion, we've never seen the Kardashians in such like a raw light as we are on Hulu.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it.
The only person that I find consistently insufferable is Courtney.
Yeah, I always have, though. She's annoying.
She's just so, like, bitch, get a personality.
Uh-huh.
And stop taking one from these guys you date. Literally, get a fucking personality.
Yeah, she's pretty. Is Scott in the show still?
Girl, yes, and it's a mess. My boy Scott. First of all, Scott, hey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scott is a cutie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Cutie. And they're just, I mean, I wouldn't say they're doing him wrong, but I would say that it's like.
Because it's wait, like, hold on. Travis is also in the show, correct?
Girl, yes. Oh. Trav. And okay, wait. Everyone says Trav. 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 Even Chris. She touches the phone. She's like, hey, Trav. Ugh. Everyone's in the background like, hey, is that Travis? Is that Travis? Like, what the fuck are you guys saying? Travis. Travis. What the fuck is Trav? And you don't even know if they're saying Trav because it's like drawn out like Trav. Uh-huh. Yep. What? So that's insufferable for me. I literally want to hang myself every single time they say chow. Uh-huh. But
well, don't, because you'd be dead.
I know, and then I wouldn't be able to watch it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's that, it's like chalk, it's like nails on the chalkboard.
Uh-huh.
And then so the thing with Scott is like Scott is in this predicament to where like obviously him and Court haven't been together for a while, but obviously they have made sure that he is still such this big part of the family.
Right.
And now that Court is dating someone, like, Courtney's own kids weren't even at the fucking proposal.
Wait, the proposal from Travis?
Trav?
Why not?
Well, that's what Scott is saying.
Wait, well, who, it wasn't just them two?
All her family was there. Her kids were not.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just like a romantic thing to them on the beach. I'm like, why would the
well,
kids
it was, but
they everybody was the there.
Everybody was inside to surprise her after she got
oh,
off.
Okay. Okay.
So the beach was like an intimate thing.
Right. And when they but she didn't inside, know they were all there.
No, when she walked inside. But it's like, why wouldn't y'all make sure that her kids are there?
Right.
So on the preview, Scott was like, well, the kids were like, why the kids are confused, like why weren't we invited? And I'm yeah. like, hell, I would have been like, motherfucker, you proposed to me without making sure my kids were here?
Right.
Are you fucking joking?
Yeah, I mean, that if nobody was there, then okay, but
right,
if everybody was here and nobody not my there, kids, but
Kylie, Kendall, Courtney, Chris, I mean, all of them, they were fucking there to support her, even friends of the family, Jonathan, that guy that uh-huh. is always, he was there. So I mean, it's like, well, if as a woman, me, if this was me, I would have looked around and been like, none of you thought it imperative enough to get my fucking kids here.
Yeah. Where's Holly? Why is Where's she not Holly? Like, yay, mom?
That would have been the first thing I said. Where's Holly?
Yeah.
We're having this grand, I can understand Scott not being there because
right.
this is not, I understand that. However, my thing is this, is that you guys, for all these years, have made it so that Scott was a definite part of the family. You've always made it clear that, just like my mom, even if you and Bar are not together, Bar is always welcome in this family.
Mm-hmm. Because it has to do with Holly.
But the thing is, now that Cham is there,
yeah,
it's now they're like, different. Mm-hmm. And Scott's not being involved like he used to.
And that's hard because it's not like because then they could say people will say, oh well, you know, they're not together, that's weird. But it's like, it's not weird because they've been doing it for like 7-8 years
and they haven't been together for all this
right time. And she's had boyfriends in between that time, and he's not, because it's like more serious, or now you're just gonna be like, fuck you, dude, okay, but I'm still the father of all of your children,
right?
So you could have just, because you made me accustomed to this way that we're all one big family. And now
unless it's a case of Scott can't control his emotions and he yeah. makes things.
I mean, very possible.
Well, we know Scott.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then I get it. But if you guys are, but if it's just like Scott is out because Trav is in, I don't yeah. fuck with that.
And I don't like it.
And I think that, I mean, granted, if they're going on a sexy boat family thing that Trav has set up where they're going to be all, yeah, don't fucking invite Scott.
Yeah.
But if you guys are all going to the mountains to take the kids and everyone's going and everyone's showing up, why can't Scott be present? Because your kids are there.
Right. Because now, like, they made it such a big thing of, like, we're including him because he's, you know, part of the family. And now it's like, oh, just kidding. We're not.
I mean, I think that things differ because now she's seriously with someone, but I don't think they should differ to the point to where your own kids are like, well, why weren't we there? Your own kids, Courtney's kids are old enough, they might not eat sugar, but I'm sure they're on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. No, the older one is hella like present on TikTok and stuff.
So it's like they saw
that. They're going to see it.
They saw that with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's hurtful.
Okay. Can we just talk about this? It has nothing to do with celebrities, but in general, like we're talking about it, but like, I was talking about this to Ebony the other day. Does it not blow your mind that people, women mostly, get with men and do not want them to have a relationship with their children? It's like weird. They see it as like a threat.
It's weird as fuck.
Because they associate the children with the man, with their dad, you know?
Yeah.
The fact that women just like go along with it. I'm like, yeah, me as a woman, if I divorced Nick and I got with somebody else that had children, I would never suggest or like insinuate that I don't want him to spend that they're not the priority, because I'm sorry, my kids will be my priority. So I hope right. that yours are yours and whatever we have left.
So wait, are you saying get with someone new and then all of a sudden that mom feels like this new dad takes a bigger role or doesn't prioritize?
Or like, okay, you know, like a step, like if you and Barb broke up, right? Divorced. Yeah. And he got with some girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know why you have to always be over there like with Holly, and why do you have to take her? Why can't she, you know what I mean? Like that happens. Like stepmoms don't like, not all of, I mean, some stepmoms obviously are amazing, but just like in general, when you get with somebody that has children and then you act like they're like a problem, or like, especially when, let's say Bar got with some woman and he lived with her, and her children obviously lived with them.
Right.
And he started treating her kids more like, yeah. And then Holly was just kind of like, cause she's with yeah. you. You know what I mean? And the woman, like any type of woman who's like,
I mean, I think. Yeah.
Like, I think they like it. She likes that. Like she gets off at like, oh, look how he's treating my babies and he doesn't care about
he's you. He's not yours. Right. I think the thing is though, it's like, and honestly, that's why I can never respect any of my biological dad's girlfriends, because it's like, you're on drugs, you don't take care of your kids, you don't take care of your responsibilities.
Right.
What type of woman that is worth my breath is going to want to be with you?
Right.
What, if I left Bar right now and I got with the guy and he said, oh, I have kids, the first thing I would say is, how is your relationship with those
kids? How often do you see him?
Because if you think I'm going to be complicit, a part of you being a deadbeat motherfucker while you're taking me to Benihana's and
right.
You're fucking wrong, motherfucker. You better get a value pack of steak and send the rest of that money to your kids. I don't mm-hmm. fucking
care. Yeah.
Because if that's not your first priority, I can't be.
Right. I want to be second to your kids until they're grown.
I refuse to be over your kids. I refuse to be over your kids.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. And number two, it's like back to things my dad, it's like the kids in turn can't respect that mm-hmm. because it's like there's no jealousy when it comes to you spending time with your kids.
Right.
That is what a man should do. That is what any woman with a man with kids should make it her business to know what the fuck relationship he got with them kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it also be your business to, I wouldn't say facilitate that.
Right. But you encourage.
Encourage it.
Yes.
To the best of your abilities. Because there's other things that play parts.
Right.
But I'm saying you don't want to be a part of him not being a part.
Correct. I will not be the build, I won't be the barrier.
Because yeah. I have no respect. My dad always brings his little girls around. I'm looking at them like, bitch, don't you know he got kids?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have kids. He has me. But it's like, he has a grandkid. You've been with him for all this time. You had never said, hey, I've been with you for 2 years and I've never seen your granddaughter. What's going right. on with that?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you see her?
Because you're just as much of a low down, dirty bitch.
Right.
As the guy you're dating.
Well, I think it's like a self-esteem situation where she... like sees no worth in herself. So it would make her feel good for her to be more important than you and Holly and anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's like, he loves me though, but he sees me every day. You know what I mean?
Yes, because you guys both don't take care of your kids.
Right? Y'all got a lot of free time.
You got kids too, bitch. Y'all got the free time to do it. And neither one of you guys are pushing the envelope of responsibility. If Bar had other kids, I would be like, listen, Bar, we're getting together. We're going to Knott's Spirit. We're going to something.
Go get them.
Where the fuck are the kids, motherfucker? Where are your kids?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would want to know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't take anything from Holly, but I would definitely be wanting the other kids
them to be involved.
Same thing. If we're mm-hmm. going to Disney and you can do that for one, fuck the baby mamas. You get them kids and we'll go take mm-hmm. the kids.
But and then that's other fucking shady shit is like, you know, if Bar's baby mama didn't like you, she might be like, no, you can't go to Disneyland because Ashley's going to be there, which is like, bitch, you think the kids care about that?
I have to say this, though. There is, so I have this thing where I feel like if you don't like me, there's no way you can like my kids. There's right. no way that you can respect the boundaries I have set or the teaching or anything if you don't like me. And so I feel like if that's warranted, then it needs to be on Bar to step in, spend time, and don't pussyfoot around it. Listen, you and my other baby mama don't get along. I'm going to go pick these kids up and X, Y, and Z with them. But a lot of the times the new girl is too insecure
mm-hmm.
to relinquish that. Oh, I need to watch. I need to see what's going on with you and them kids for him to go over there to his baby mama house and hang out with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think if you get in that situation, you have to be willing to be a solution and not a problem, because it's like what happens is the kids feel away,
right?
And the kids grow up hating and the kids grow up resenting, and right. it really was the adults that had these issues.
The problem,
nothing to do with the kids. The kids get along great,
yep, but they're gonna see as like, oh, my stepbrother. Like, they loved him more and but it's really, it's not that. It's just that whoever the mom was or the dad was, the problem made it seem like, made them not be around enough. So it seemed like, oh, he didn't care about me.
But I think that the spouse can play a big role in that. Like, just, for instance, you know, I never always got along with Bar's family and I wasn't taking my fucking kid over there. You know what I'm saying? But I trusted Bar enough to take his kid over there and get the quality time that he wanted to have, because that was, it's his job to facilitate it,
right?
My job to trust him enough to allow it,
right? Because you, otherwise you are the problem as to why Holly's like, why didn't I ever see my grandma
or
how she's right aunt, it's gonna be uncles. your fault,
exactly. So I have to relinquish that power and trust my partner enough or other parent enough to facilitate this relationship, because I don't want to rip it from Mike. I mean, just because I can't get along with someone doesn't mean that somebody else can't facilitate it.
Yeah.
Especially if I don't feel like it's a detrimental thing to her health or her mental. Mm-hmm. Why would I not trust him to go and make that?
Some people are so stubborn that they just be like, no, she's not going, or he's not going over there. It's like, you know, like the women, let's say Bar cheated on you and did a bunch of bad shit, right? But mind you, he's a great dad to Holly, okay?
Right.
But he did a lot of shit to you. If he got with some other girl, you might hate him, but you're still like gonna be, well, that's still her dad. And unless he did something to hurt her, I'm not gonna be the one in the way.
Yeah. I mean, I think the key word is hate him.
Right.
Hate him. Like that, like you have to separate the feelings.
Yeah.
Now, if he was abusing Holly, if Holly was coming back with marks, if he was saying, I'm coming to pick her up and he never showed up.
Right, that'd be different.
That's different.
Then you're protecting her.
If we separate because we as adults have differences that have nothing, you can say that cheating ruins your whole family, but it has nothing to do with the kids. Like, let's just be.
I mean, it can if you make it that way.
It can, but I don't think it
right. does. Yeah.
If Nick cheats on you, he didn't cheat on your kids.
Right. It's not great, and it's not a good thing to do.
But, right. But also. Yeah. Should you take your kids from him because he cheated on you?
Yeah, definitely not.
I think you
should. Nor would I even. Nor would I bash him in front of them. You know, they if they grow up and they find out why we got divorced, then they could think whatever they think. But.
And also, like, it's easier said than done. Don't get me wrong.
For sure. A lot of emotions are.
There has been times where I'm like, no, fuck you. And then I have to come back to like, no, but you're not doing the right thing. You're not making, you're being a petty Betty and you're, that's not right. And I think that we all have to kind of like, at one point, check ourselves with that. But I think it's about how you move forward in it and how you realize like the kids suffer.
Yeah.
The kids suffer.
Yeah. But, you know, to circle back, just certain things, like I do feel like, yes, like step parents, they could be like a really beautiful thing for the kids. I think it would be great to have, like, you know, like how they say you're like a bonus parent, like you're, you know, you're just like another person to guide me and listen to me and, you know, help me with whatever I need and love me. But then on the opposite end, like obviously you can have those times where it could really cause a rift because they're not respecting like boundaries of the other parent, which I'm certain someone like, you know, I'm sure Kanye is like, I don't want him around the kids. And she's kind of just like, well, too bad. And they're going to sit on his lap too.
But I mean, I think that the see, the thing is that you can enforce your boundaries over here. And that's the thing.
That's what sucks.
When Holly goes to mommy's house, there's going to be some rules. When she goes, just for instance, when Holly's here, I have rules. When she goes to her grandparents' house,
rules are gone.
She has no fucking rules. 17 cupcakes, 14 bags of chips. And you know what? I don't say shit.
Right.
Because that's her grandparents' house.
That's your safe space. That's your fun.
Unless she was like a diabetic and I was like, guys, listen. Yeah. It's imperative. Then I'm sure that they would follow that guideline. And that something like that needs to be followed. Or like if I'm like, listen, it's a school night. She needs to be in bed by 9:30. Mm-hmm. Please make sure. Stuff like that. But I mean, you can't try to take your house rules over to their house and be like, this is what we do.
But when does it like turn into like, this isn't a house rule, this is like a,
when another motherfucker comes in and you guys have to decide equally on how involved that motherfucker is with your child. That's where it comes in. I think that's when the conversation needs to be adult enough to be like, okay, Kanye, listen, I'm fucking with Pete now. It's pretty serious. Here's how I feel. Now Kanye can go about this one or two ways. He loves Kim madly. He was never going to be on board with this shit anyways. He never wanted to divorce Kim.
Yeah.
So you already know that you're dealing with somebody who is madly in love with you. Now, that's not to take away from the things that Kanye has been doing, because some of the things have been a borderline passing and inappropriate. But I do think that whether it should or not, emotions play a big part.
Yeah, you can't control that.
I think if Kanye, you know, was like, I mean, I don't know, because like I said, I think it'd be different if him and Pete could meet and get on good terms and, but they're not. So anything that Pete does to Kanye is stepping.
Gonna be a problem.
Kanye probably feels like Pete would have never even been to the Met Gala had he not bossed Kim up enough so that she got an invite to the Met Gala.
And a plus one.
And now all her fucking family's there dressed like idiots. On Kanye's name, poor Anna looking like, oh my god, who let these bitches in?
Literally, yeah.
I don't know. I really like Kimmy, and I have a deep respect for Kanye. I mean, did you watch the thing that Kim did where she basically detailed how Kanye like bossed up her entire life?
No, were they together during that time?
No, she did something with Vogue where, like, I think it was Vogue where, like, they, like, gave her a binder of a whole bunch of looks, pictures, I think. And she was just going through each picture saying, like, I remember this. Kanye had to make this call to get me this. And, you know, she was just really deep. And I think Kim has always been very open about what doors Kanye has opened for her.
Right.
And I think that's just why my level of respect for Kanye it's just so high in all this situation, because it's like he changed her life. He took her from a joke to a very serious fashion icon.
Right.
Kim is a fashion icon. Say what you want. In the more recent years, Kim has become a fashion icon. Everything that bitch wears is sold out.
Yep.
If we can afford it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to take that from her, but so I do want
to get the cotton on version.
Right. But I do want to give that credit to Kanye, because I mean, that to take her from a joke in the industry to this mogul, this powerhouse, you know, using only all of his connections and all of his genius and all of his, you know, sitting back and looking at Courtney, Kim, Chloe and saying, you wear this, you wear this, you wear this. This is how we're going to get everybody out of just the reality TV personality and into the Met Gala. I probably will never get into the Met Gala.
Right. You're all, Kanye.
Kanye.
Help me out.
Kanye, where you at?
Oh, man. He's going through your closet just ripping shit down.
And I sure would let him, because
you're like, tell me.
As long as he don't try to put that Uncut Gems eyeliner on me, I don't know what he does. I have a feeling that
because remember, like, she would always just try and wear like colors and shit, and he's obviously more of a more neutral guy. And I feel like as I get, like, he changed everything, because now, like, I mean, you go to stores and shit, it's like all neutral. You're gonna have 10 shirts and there's gonna be no color. There's gonna be like a cream, a white, a gray, a charcoal, a greenish gray, a black, and like that's it. And it's really
dark blue,
and I love it too. I'm like, oh, I need a light one and a dark, like, if I could wear my closet in a dream world would be like half black and half like cream.
Yep.
And I like, whether we admit it or not, he was a huge part of that.
No, he was, and he let Kim be a huge part of that,
because she was, look at Skims. She has like 10 different, all the like shades of nudes. And I love Skims. And honestly, their fucking like quality is super good.
No, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, like, I mean, for the price, like, because I feel like it's could be more expensive. It's kind of like middle of the road pricing.
Bar! That Rihanna perfume. You need to get online and order it.
What Rihanna perfume?
Rihanna came out with a new perfume. The perfume I sent you by Rihanna.
Yes.
Did you buy it? Jessica, where? Go on right now. Fenty Beauty right now.
I'm going right now.
If it's sold out, I'm divorcing you. Ah, it's not!
No, it's pre-ordering.
Oh, still? Okay, I wasn't sure what day it was going to be. Like.
No, yeah, it's still pre-ordering. Third, no.
No, it's not.
Wait, it says pre-order now.
Yes, it's still pre-order.
Okay, yeah, okay.
It's not the 8th.
Okay.
Bar, you are safe.
They're going to ship out. They're going to start shipping out probably on Monday.
Did you order it?
We're okay.
He's not saying it.
Joke.
Don't even.
I love Rihanna anyway.
It says limited quantities, but I know it's going to sell out. That's why I'm saying. I know it's going to sell out.
I'm trying to.
And I want it for Mother's Day.
Scent.
I don't care about the scent, bitch.
Oh, yeah. No. This is going to be nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Most of Rihanna's scents are great.
Yeah. Well, one of hers is my favorite, and I think you don't like it.
What is it?
It's like a...
No, I think I was mistaking Rihanna's perfume for that Beyonce perfume.
Oh, yeah. Rihanna, this one smells like... I don't know if I have it. I think it's in the other room.
Because didn't Beyonce have one called Heat?
Yeah, not that one.
I didn't like that shit. It was like cinnamony.
Yeah, no, this is it's kind of like old lady-ish, but I'd be liking old lady perfumes.
Yeah, me too now.
Hopefully, because two of hers are like old lady-ish, so I feel like.
Wait, Bar, did you buy it? Because I'm literally about to press pay. Oh, well, I guess I.
Oh, did you?
No, I'm not even joking. I'm not even fucking joking. Maybe, did you order it? Because I'm. Because I'm about to order it with my Apple Pay. Okay, great. Love you. Okay.
Can we just say how cute she looks pregnant? Like,
oh my God, I love her. And let me just address this, because we're out of time, but I'm going to address this. A lot of people were saying that Rihanna is changing the way that pregnant women dress. And let me just say, no, she's not.
Well,
Rihanna is an icon. And
girl, I'm not dressing like that.
And I think that we forget that what is socially acceptable for her is not for, and I'm not, listen, if I see a pregnant woman working her shit, I am not going to be like, ew, she's pregnant, cover up. But I'm just saying Right. Make no mistake that Rihanna is Rihanna, and you will probably get all types of death looks and stares.
But she is, I would say she's changing it even for like the celebrity world, because she's been like one of the most like, I don't know, not like open, but like, yeah, how she's dressing.
I mean, well, let's say this. She's, I think that
she doesn't mean that we get, you know, the regular.
Yes. I don't think we reap the benefits of that.
But I love it. I love seeing, and
I do too.
Because she looks, she's like pretty big, you know, like
she's carrying big. She is, yeah.
Yeah. She's carrying like, but, and she just like, she's not covering, you know, like a lot of celebrities who are, you know, they're so like hard on themselves with their bodies, obviously, because they're getting photographed and all this shit. I could see how when somebody's carrying like that, they'd want to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing the complete opposite, which I think is super like great for that. That in a sense is changing it for everybody. We're like, you know what, who fucking cares like how huge you are? You have a fucking baby in your stomach. Not that, yeah, you're probably not gonna wear the little like festival, you know, bralettes that she's wearing and stuff, but yeah, just for the fact where you're like, I don't have to like be embarrassed like oh
yeah,
I'm big as a house. Well, it's like you are,
and you don't have to cover it up with fucking tons and tons of clothes. Like it's okay,
right.
It's okay to be sexy and pregnant. And I think that a lot of people feel like, oh my god, you're pregnant, you have some modesty. How do you got pregnant? Because like a pretzel. That's how I got pregnant. There's no modesty.
Okay. Right. That's exactly. You know, my legs were
up behind my head.
All kinds of spread. Okay.
I mean, I think do what you want, but I do, okay. I do think that Rihanna is Rihanna, and she's just always had this funky style that people absolutely really loved. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful to see it. But I don't know if it's going to trickle down to the girly.
I mean, hardly anything does, except for Kanye. Like, Kanye, right. The shit that except he did, where it's like, it's trickled down. Body suits. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, well, thank you guys for hanging out with us for another week, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.